Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seabowing, and by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe. Voters in the Harbor Beach Community School District will consider a $15.6 million bond proposal during the November 4th election. The measure would finance a range of facility and safety upgrades, including building additions, remodeling, new equipment, buses, athletic field improvements, and upgrades to playgrounds, parking lots, and sidewalks. If approved, the bond would be paid over 28 years through a 0.3 mil levy that will not increase local taxes. The district, which covers both areas in both Huron and Sanilac counties, says the plan reflects over a year of careful financial planning. Voting takes place at Harbor Beach City Hall from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. 3 years ago, a proposal was made to let the Amish build a bridge over the Cass River to reduce the amount of time they have to travel on M-53, is showing some progress. Commissioners in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola counties have each previously approved letters of support to let the Amish build their own bridge over the river at their own expense. Several Amish communities live in Tuscola or Sanilac counties. As part of their beliefs, they travel by horse and buggy. They have to use M-53 to access goods or services they need. Because the Cass River is involved and the location of state land, the Department of Natural Resources, the DNR, is involved. After months of being stonewalled by the DNR, there finally seems to be some willingness for the state to allow the project, said Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell, who has been on board since the beginning. It was explained to the DNR that a 20-foot-wide bridge would be built, paid for, and maintained by the Amish. Some suggestions that could allow the bridge project to move forward would be getting an easement agreement and having a survey done of the proposed area for the bridge. Traveling M-53 and that kind of non-motorized vehicle has led to many horse and buggy vehicle accidents that have resulted in injury or loss of life in the Amish community. A wooden buggy operated by real horsepower doesn't stand a chance of surviving a crash with the chrome and steel of a motorized vehicle. Representative Alexander also did a ride-along in an Amish horse and buggy so he could experience what it is like to have vehicles flying by going 55 miles per hour or faster. In fact, on the day Representative Alexander did the ride-along with the Amish, there was a serious crash on M-53, but in a different area from where he was. November 10th marks the 50th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, perhaps the most famous of all the estimated 6,500 ships that have gone down in the Great Lakes. The Fitzgerald is remembered while others are forgotten, thanks in large part to Gordon Lightfoot's 1976 haunting folk ballad memorializing the wreck. The Fitzgerald was the largest ship ever to sink on the Great Lakes. All 29 members on board died. Family members of the crew and those still fascinated by the historic sinking gather each year for ceremonies at cities around the Great Lakes. We'll be right back.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast professional setup and delivery to the Thumb area and beyond. Visit us at Ashley and Bad Axe.
While you're shopping at the north side of Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by McKenzie Jewelers and Ashley Home Store.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Karen Phillips, manager of the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send your paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agricultural and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seabowing to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment, that's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you in our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
This Christmas, give the gift that lasts a lifetime from McKenzie Jewelers and Bad Eggs. This is Kent McKenzie. We believe every moment is a chance to celebrate your love and connection. From stunning engagement rings to exquisite earrings, our collection is designed to make your loved one's eyes sparkle on Christmas morning. Each piece is crafted with care, gift-wrapped, and fits perfectly under the tree as a surprise on Christmas morning. Stop in and enjoy personalized service from our knowledgeable jewelry experts who are ready to help you find the perfect gift. This year, give a gift that sparkles as bright as your love. Stop by McKenzie Jewelers, where every piece tells your story.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
A 60-foot spruce tree from Sault Ste. Marie, donated by Linda Reed to honor her grandparents, Lawrence and Nettie Ritchie, has been chosen as Michigan's official 2025 state Christmas tree. On Thursday, October 30th, the Michigan Department of Technology, Management and Budget, along with other partner organizations, oversaw a harvesting ceremony at the Ritchie family's former home. Following the ceremony, the tree will be prepared for transport and begin its journey to Lansing. The tree's arrival at the east side of the state capitol is scheduled for this morning, with local Boy Scouts set to untie its branches and the Highball Company providing crane services to set it in place. Once positioned, Lansing's forestry team, the Capitol Commission, and the Board of Water and Light will begin preparations for holiday decorations. The tree is set to be officially lit on November 21st during the Silver Bells in the City celebration, marking the 39th year of this Michigan holiday tradition. An Iowa man who police allege had been grooming a northern Michigan child in an online relationship for some time was arrested after he was caught with the minor in Illinois, officers said. This alleged child exploitation case centers around William Joseph Gatchell II, 24, of Grimes, Iowa. He is being charged with three counts of criminal sexual conduct toward a person ages 13 to 15 and one count of accosting a child for immoral purposes. Another man charged with making threats against President Trump, Emmett County Sheriff Matt Learston said a fast, coordinated effort between multiple law enforcement agencies resulted in Gatchell's arrest after police were alerted that a child had not arrived at their school in the Harbor Springs area. Police determined Gatchell had been communicating extensively with the young teen online over a prolonged period. Investigators say Gatchell then traveled to Harbor Springs and took the child out of Emmett County. 3 hours after police were alerted, authorities were able to find Gatchell and the child in Manuka, Illinois. The suspect was arrested and is being held in the Emmett County Jail on a $50,000 bond. The child was returned home. "We are grateful the minor child is back home where they belong," Learston said. "The investigation is another reminder that we must vigilantly monitor our children's online communications. Predators are constantly seeking to groom minors for incidents like this. My only hope is that any predator looking to repeat this type of disgusting behavior be aware that we will bring all resources to bear to bring them to justice. The investigation is continuing across these multiple jurisdictions," police said. And the Michigan Post Office is waving a red flag before the big holiday rush hits us here. The United States Post Office says that scammers are already circling holiday packages, the gifts you are already tracking. So are these crooks. The warning comes in part of USPS's Project Safe Delivery that was rolled out ahead of the busiest shipping weeks of the year. If you get a text or email claiming that there's a delivery hiccup with a link to, quote, fix your address or pay a tiny redelivery fee, you're probably getting scammed. That link will send you to a fake site that looks like the USPS page to get your credit card number and personal information. This is a smishing scam, and it explodes during the holidays. The fastest and easiest way to avoid the scam is don't tap on any links if you get a text that claims you're experiencing delivery problems. Check the actual website, app, or account you use. Don't just follow a link from a text message. The USPS won't text you asking for fees or personal data. If a message does ask for any of that, chances are it's not legit. You can forward spam text to 7726 and file a report with the Postal Inspection Service. If you entered info contact your bank and lock down your accounts. The USPS is also advising that if you want to beat the porch pirates, ship earlier. USPS is currently recommends sending dates for delivery before December 25th by December 17th for Ground Advantage and First Class, December 18th for Priority Mail, and December 20th for Priority Mail Express. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe, and by Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, and by McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.